We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So there's a very interesting conversation that occurs between one of the founders of the Islamic schools of thought, specifically the Ahlul Sunnah school of thought, and the founder's name is Abu Hanifa. And so he is the founder of the Hanafi school of thought within the Ahlul Sunnah brothers and sisters. Now, the Hanafi school of thought is also the school of thought which has the most followers in the Ahlul Sunnah brothers. The large majority of our Sunni brothers and sisters are from the Hanafi school of thought. So somebody interestingly asked Abu Hanifa about Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And we find that Abu Hanifa had said to one of his companions that it was his honor to have been one of the students of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And so the companion asked, you know, Abu Hanifa, that how is it possible that you consider it to be an honor? And were you actually a student of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam? And so Abu Hanifa, he declared that without these 2 years, he means the 2 years that he studied under Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and this is what one of the Sunni scholars by the name of Al-Alusi, he says that these 2 years are the 2 years that Abu Hanifa studied under Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, that without these 2 years there would be no Nu'man. So Nu'man is the given name of Abu Hanifa. So pretty much here, Abu Hanifa is saying that his 2 years that he studied under Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is, you know, what gave him the relative expertise in the, you know, jurisprudential aspects. And so it's interesting, you know, he also stated that I have never seen anyone more knowledgeable in jurisprudence than Ja'far ibn Muhammad. And so, again, it's, you know, incredibly interesting that we find yet another one of the founders of the Sunni jurisprudential school of thought who is, you know, once again, very clearly, very frankly, very openly stating the expertise of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It really, you know, goes to show the incredible expertise and perfection of Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Of course, these are divinely appointed, divinely ordained. They are helped by the Almighty. They are given wisdom and knowledge by the Almighty Allah. And so this is how you see that in no place is it the other way around, where Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has talked about the expertise of so-and-so. Rather, it is the experts of the fiqh and jurisprudential field of the Islamic world that point towards the expertise of the sixth divinely appointed Imam. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
The Imam alayhi salam taught his companions to respect diversity. Yes, have dialogue with other people. Get to know other schools of thought. It's okay, but hold on to your religion and show them the beauty of your path. This is a beautiful lesson that the Imam alayhi salam gives us. Now, unfortunately, many of us don't implement it in our era. We live in a society, believe me, most fellow Americans, they have no clue what we believe in. I myself, I've witnessed it. When they hear the teachings of Quran, Islam, the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, they are moved. They are moved. Just a few months ago, I came to a high school here in Toledo. One of the dear brothers had arranged for the visit. And you just speak to them minutes about Islam. And believe me, not deep philosophy. Simple things, what we believe in. They're inspired. Just look at the looks on their faces. Is that what you believe in? Is that what Ramadan represents? And they asked questions and they were so intrigued. They have no clue what we believe in. Believe me, most people in our country, in our society, they're not aware of the gems that you have. Go out and share them. That's how I honor the legacy of Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Take these treasures and go out there in society and share these treasures with them. But yes, this requires that I know what the treasures are. The problem is, some of us, some families, we don't even know what treasures we have from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. That's why it's challenging. But let's discover these gems and share them with our society. And my dear brothers and sisters, don't be shy and have and have weak self-confidence. No, I don't want them to know that I'm Muslim. I don't want to have this conversation with them. They are interested in knowing what you believe in. Learn the basics of Islam, articulate them well, and they will enjoy hearing about Islam. Believe me, some of them, They tell me we can sit here for hours and hours and just learn about your faith and what you believe in. Because this is amazing knowledge that they don't necessarily have. Share it with your society. That's what the Imam alayhi salam would do. He would educate a generation of scholars and he'd dispatch them to different societies. Go, sit with the people, talk about different subjects, it's okay. And that's how the Imam alayhi salam preserved the teachings of his grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.